Welcome to the Wiggly Podcast. You join us today in the kitchen, and I'm Heather from Wiggly Wigglers.
I'm Sam from Wiggly Wigglers.
I'm Rich from Wiggly Wigglers.
I'm Rich from Wiggly Wigglers.
Welcome, Rich.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've been with us for approximately...
1 hour.
1 hour,
yes.
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
Great to finally meet the team. Yeah, it's good to be here at the Wiggly Wigglers. It's good. It's all good.
And so, what happened, dear listener, last week... Well, maybe a couple of weeks ago, in fact, was that, you know, we've spoken about apple peeler core slicer previously. This amazing machine that silently in your kitchen you can process apples for hours and hours on end. Rach, you've got one.
I love it. I love the gadget. Yeah, it's fantastic. It was featured on the One Show the other night. I couldn't believe it. I sat watching it and my apple peeler core was ready to, on the side, ready to make its apple cake. And there it was featured on the One Show.
Anyway, this apple peeler core slicer became one of Stephen Fry's greatest gadgets. In fact, it came in at number 9. Fantastic. Number 9. And so... this came up on Twitter, and we started to sell apple peeler core slicers on a Sunday night. And so to give you small business folks an idea of how Twitter can work, I thought, why are we selling apple peeler core slicers on a Sunday night? We normally sell once every fortnight.
Yeah,
yeah, they're a nice product, but anyway, it turns out that I tweeted, why are we selling apple peeler core slicers? And somebody let me know that it was Stephen Fry's greatest gadget. So I started to reply to people, if you want one, we're nice, and we've got them. I know you can go to Amazon, of course. Anyway, lucky, 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 Rach, you got an order in, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Go order straight away.
Yeah, it's order straight away. So Amazon run out, and we've still got plenty of apple peeler core slicers, so if you want one, you know where to come. But the real point is, of this podcast, is to give you an audio demo. I'm afraid an apple peeler core slicer is quite a visual tool and it is quite exciting to watch, but this is a podcast of using an apple peeler core slicer. And so, Rich, it's over to you as a virgin apple peeler core slicer user to describe what you're going to do.
Okay, right. Firstly, grab the old Bramley apple.
Which was picked from?
Picked fresh from.
My tree.
Very good, Sam.
Fresh from Sam's tree. Right, put it on the little spike.
Yeah, hot tip here, push it right onto the end of the spikes and try and get it as central as possible so that when it spins round...
As far onto the spike as possible.
That's fine, okay.
Right, okay.
Now, the other important thing is that your suction pad is suctioned down onto a work surface really sturdy. So put a bit of pressure on top of there.
Pressure on, turn the handle around.
And he's suctioned onto his work surface.
Anti-clockwise.
Right, it's getting quite exciting. Okay, so now to describe it, the apple is on the spike and it's heading for a sort of target hole. And Rich is sort of turning it.
Before you get to this, once you start, keep a good rhythm going. Because if you stop...
It's all about the rhythm.
Yeah, it's all about the rhythm. Keep a good rhythm going.
Right, you ready?
Get going.
Oh, it's peeling it. Look at that.
Listen to that.
Oh, listen to that.
Look at that sound.
Look at the little
magic. Magical. Look at that.
Look at that.
And the handle.
The handles fell off. Rach must have put it on.
Yeah, I knew out the box and I didn't screw the screw in.
Pull it in. Okay. Pull it back through so the core stays.
Yeah. Well,
that's fine. That's
right. That's okay, because you can pull your apple off and there it is, all in ringlets.
And perfectly peeled.
Perfectly peeled to ringlets.
Peeled, cored and sliced.
Dan, now that is so good and so much better than a Magimix where there's all that noise and unpleasantness.
It's genius, it's a little toy. Yeah.
You love it, don't you?
It's great.
It's like the toy you used to put downstairs.
Should we do one more?
Slinky.
Let's do it.
It's a slinky.
Yeah.
There we go.
One more.
Pull this back. Make sure it's big enough for the old apple to go in. Bring it back, put it on the end as far as you can.
How many apples have you done with this, Rach?
Oh, hundreds.
And your brother comes down to watch?
Yeah, my brother comes down to watch because he thinks I'm a gadget mania.
Has he thought about watching Strictly instead?
Yeah, it's good last time.
Oh, yeah. But my favourite is Gary Barlow. I'll have a nice cup of tea.
That's good, but he's on X Factor.
And so this thing here that actually peels the apple...
It's on a little hinge, like a spring.
So it does deal with different size apples.
Yeah. It springs back to the size of the apple that's being pushed around.
Yeah. And also, just enough tension.
Yeah, if you wanted a different depth you can move the cutting blade to a different depth, so you have more peel off, or in a deeper,
a wider peel.
Yeah, so you're deeper into the apple as well.
Right.
So you get more juice.
Okay, so here we go.
Right, attempt number two.
Target hole.
Heading towards the hole.
Don't stop.
Keep the rhythm.
Keep the rhythm going.
Stopping's a bad idea.
Keep going. Yay.
Now pull out.
Pull your apple off next.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh. Number two.
A lovely job.
Perfect.
Right, well done, Rich.
Thank you very much.
Richard is a marketing student. Where are you at, Rich?
I'm at Exeter University. I thought I'd come to Wiggly Wigglers for a week to see how they do it.
It was us or Cargill's, I think.
I saw some small company called Cargill's. rubbish company. Yeah. You know, Wiggly Wigglers has far more.
And do you farm?
I do. I'm a dairy farmer over at Bromyards. Yeah, we've got 450 dairy cows, so it's a bit of a different sort of environment here, but, you know, it's a good example of diversification, so that's why I'm interested.
So your cows, are they out on grass or do they stay in?
No, quite intensive.
Right.
It's a different ethos to this sort of environment.
Why is that?
Money.
Yeah.
It all comes back to money. They can be much more profitable if they're inside because we can control the food, the environment. There's no risk of TB. Because, well, it's obviously not confirmed 100%, but the badgers play a huge role in it. So we have no, or very few cases of TB, which is sets us apart, because then the movements can flow between us and sort of the authorities.
But aren't cows supposed to have sun on their backs and grass under their feet and gallop happily through the lush green meadows?
I think the ideology of having cows outside in such a large scale is not profitable anymore. I mean, you see locally all these farmers who have sort of 50, 80 cows, but you see their facilities and the cows won't be in a great state. The farmers won't be making a huge amount of money. And then you flip side onto the more intensive dairy farmers and they're making more profits. But if you actually look and you actually judge the cattle on their health and their sort of their quality of life, ours have a much higher quality of life. We have a vet almost on call who's at our farm daily. I mean, the bills are much higher, but their health is just far, you know, more
consistent,
that's the word I'm looking for, than that of the small sort of rural lifestyle that you sort of get with the smaller farmers.
What do you feed them on then?
Maize, bread.
Bread?
Bread, yeah, bread meal.
You make bread for cows?
No, it's waste bread. It comes with all the old bits of like sort of Hovis and Warburtons and all these different things.
Really?
Yeah, maize and grass silage are the sort of 80%, and then we have obviously all the vitamins and stuff. And they have a far more consistent feeding pattern if they were inside and outside, and it's a better quality because we can obviously regulate all the nutrients. Like if the butter fat is low one day, the next day we give them more nutrients which are related to butter fat, and then we get a more even product, and Dairy Crest, who are suppliers, they prefer that. And it's,
are your cows what I would call happy cows? Because I understood that cows don't milk as well if they're not happy cows.
You ask my father and he'll say the one thing which makes us successful or profitable is the fact that the cows are happy, and cows only produce milk when they're happy. The beds that they're on are the most expensive beds you can buy. They're like foamy sort of beds. They're better than my mattress in my bedroom, to be honest. And he treats his cows
We're already
like,
talking about the bedroom.
always getting to the bedroom.
He's only been here an hour.
God, yeah. In innuendos are flying around. If cows aren't happy, they're not going to produce milk, and that's our number one aim, really, to have a happy herd.
Well, we're about to use some milk, so I can hear the kettle going for a cup of tea. What happens to your bull calves?
Bull calves, if the price is good, we'll sell them to suppliers who are local farmers and they're beef farmers.
Sort of herd have you got then? Because I understood that most dairy herds, the bulls don't make good beef.
No, well, we have Holstein Friesians.
Right.
The bulls are either Belgian Blues or Herefords, but we're using artificial insemination mostly.
So your cows don't even get a bit of rumpty pumpy?
The bull is having a good life. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
But he can just have what he wants when he wants it.
Right.
Which is obviously what our snails like.
But the bull calves, do they go for meat or do they go...
They go for meats or rearing, and then the ones that we don't want, if there's a fall in the price, we have to dispose of them because price, you know, end of the day, although people say it's cruel, it's a business, we have to make money, you know, and they're disposed in the quickest and most humane way possible. That's a fact. But I'd say at the moment, the last sort of 12 months, the price has been great. We've got good relationships with the local beef suppliers, and we haven't really killed that many recently, so it's great. You know, it's all looking good.
So would you love to take over the farm from your dad?
I love farming, but I'm not passionate about getting up at 4 a.m. to
funny that
to milk cows and scrape up the excrements. My brother, I've got an older brother called James. He is about 23. He is 23.
Yes.
Or 24, if he hears this, I'm sorry.
if you're listening to this in 2019, he's now...
28. Anyway. And he's come out from university in Reading doing agric management, and he's now full-time on the farm, but also doing Manning's apple juice, so go and buy that. little plug there.
We'll review that first, listener. Yeah. Don't buy it yet.
Yeah, so he's come back full-time on the farm. He's very passionate about it, and he's looking to take over the farm.
So you're second son.
I'm second son. Yeah, I've got an older sister who's not into farming. She's doing physiotherapy. And I think at some stage I will come back to be involved in the farm, because I think we're probably thinking about diversifying at some stage and
adding value to
processing our own milk is what the lines we could go down. It might not happen. It all depends on, you know, cost and if we can get back our money.
So you might make yogurt or ice cream.
Yogurt, ice cream, milkshakes could be a big gap in the market, but you know, who knows. My brother's actually just come back from Bestival working in a milkshake bar this weekend just to see if there's any potential there. So I'm pretty keen to be involved in the good life, as the Wigglers put it, but time will tell.
Interesting, won't it? And this week he's going to be helping us make yogurt at Ross Label. So if you listen to this before Friday the 16th, pop to Labels at Ross and come and see us. We're upstairs by the food hall and you'll get free tea and cake. And you can have Earl Grey and Victoria Sponge. I've ordered it in specially for you, dear listener. And if you're in California, just pop over. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Just come. We'd love to see you. We've got the florist hand tying bouquets and we've got Richard, San and me making yoghurt. We got wormery and bits and bobs. San, you're moving house.
I am. All packing to be done this weekend.
How
this
exciting.
Week.
And you're
wait.
Going such a long way away.
Yeah.
How far is
about
it?
About 200 yards up
Brilliant.
The road.
Yeah. It's great to see that you're getting out more. And
yeah. I think I will have now moved 5 times. And not left the village.
That is amazing.
That's not bad going,
yeah,
is
that's
it?
Good, that's
is.
Very good. And we went to see Jigsaw last week down in Kew because we're doing their British flowers. How did it go?
Really, really well. They love the flowers. We love the flowers.
We do.
They are good. We just need to make sure we keep it spot on for them.
Every week.
Like we do for our all our flowers.
Rach, it's Monday. What have you got coming up this week?
I've just had a week off, so I'm in at the deep end here.
And what have you been doing? You've been going to the seaside, you've been holidaying, you've been moving silage bales, I heard.
Oh yeah, I did the bit of that as well.
And painting windows.
I'm painting windows, and I broke the window on the back of the John Deere.
Oh, I see that.
Potholes on the roads. Ooh. Going along with the back window open and over a pothole, and it just went...
Hasn't it got like a hydraulic... Shut.
Yeah, it did.
Hang on. How
did it go?
Oh.
Yeah. Always shut your windows when you're
always
going along.
Always shut your windows when you're going along over the country lane potholes.
And Kington Show was good.
Kington Show was fabulous. The display of cattle there is absolutely top quality, and it is definitely a family trip out for next year if anybody has
one
this
beef.
Year.
British,
yeah. British beef.
And this year.
Shearing young farmers' dues there.
Oh, muscles.
The works. Muscles. Yeah. The works.
Excellent. So if you'd like to listen to next week's podcast, we'll be back next week, in fact. And in the meantime, if you want to find out more about what we do, pop to
www.wigglywigglers.co.uk.
Woo! Bye from us.
Bye.
Bye.